Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series Alive, where we're talking about how Jesus makes everything new. The series comes to us from the book of Ephesians, and in chapter 2, the passage we really look at is that in verse 2:5, it says, "Even though we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ Jesus." It's an amazing passage that really talks about the grace and mercy of God and how he takes us from death to life. But I wanted to bring up the first three verses. They say this in chapter 2. It says, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of our body and mind, and we were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. It's one of the passages of Scripture that if you take time to think about it, it stings a little bit. And that's the one thing you can count on with God, is that he will tell you the truth. It talks about how the Word of God is like a sword of the Spirit that cuts all the way through between the bone and marrow. The idea that the truth found in the Scripture really shows us the reality of who we are and who God is. This passage is just a clear representation of how God will tell us the truth. He's saying that you're dead in your trespasses and sins. Trespasses are things you know that you're doing wrong and you know the way, but you go off the path. A sin means you've missed the mark, that you the standard that God has and your reality is that you're just not at the bullseye. You're off the mark. The fact that we were following the course of this world, that means the world is drawing us away from God. The prince of the power of the world or the air, that's just a reference to the enemy and how the enemy kind of has coaxed the world to go in a direction away from God. And then we were disobedient even in that we, by our very nature, were disobedient to God and maybe even unwittingly being following the prince of the air and kind of the way of the world. And ultimately, in all of this, we should be objects of wrath. God's anger is completely justified in looking at his creation going, this isn't okay. This is not the way I planned it. The thing is, you know, at some point, you have to decide if you're going to allow God to tell you the truth. I have found that in my life, when people tell me the truth, and I have some truth tellers in my life, you know, maybe you have someone like that in your life that will just tell you straight, right? My first reaction is typically to dismiss them as it's their issue, it's their fault. Or I might rationalize my behavior where I'm like, well, you know, here's the reason for that. Or I might just get angry. I just get angry that someone else is trying to tell me something I don't want to hear. Those are my three natural reactions to truth tellers in my life. But there's also another reaction, and that's the reaction where I let it sink in, I hear the truth, and then I have to respond. The word repentance means to turn away from, to change course or change direction. And we talk about that in the church a lot because of Scripture, and it talks about how we need to repent from our way of life and our way of thinking about things, to turn away from and head towards God. That's the thing about God. He will always give you the truth. He's going to share with you the truth about who we are and who he is. And the reality in this passage is that in and of ourselves, we have no chance to be right with God. Zero. That's what makes verse 5 so amazing. Because God's great love for us, he's so rich and deep in his mercy and his love that sent his son to die on a cross, that even though we were dead in our trespasses and sins, he made us alive in Christ Jesus. And I think for the believer, you can't ever forget that, because that is the great equalizer when you look at life. When you see people who do things you don't agree with, or you see people who act in ways that you think are wrong, or even when you see it in yourself, you have to remember that you know God loves that person and God loves you, and he's trying to transform you to be more like the image of his son, and it's the gospel that does that. That's the great beauty, and for believers, we have to allow that truth to sink in and embrace it. God, I pray that we would always embrace your truth, allow you to speak into us more so than the world, and even more so than our hearts that can be so easily deceived by our own passions and desires. God, we need your word to speak to us and give us the reality of truth. God, we love you and we praise you. Maybe take a second and just reflect on the truth of God and thank him for being the one who will share it with you straight. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.